Just a month before a powerful earthquake and tsunami crippled the Fukushima Daiichi plant at the center of Japan's nuclear crisis, government regulators approved a 10-year extension for the oldest of the 6 reactors at the power station, despite warnings about its safety. The regulatory committee reviewing extensions pointed to stress cracks in the backup diesel-powered generators at reactor number 1 at the Daiichi plant. According to a summary of its deliberations that was posted on the website of Japan's nuclear regulatory agency after each reactor, the cracks made the engines vulnerable to corrosion from seawater and rainwater. The generators are thought to have been knocked out by the tsunami, shutting down the reactor's vital cooling system. The Tokyo Electric Power Company, which runs the plant, has since struggled took the reactor and spent fuel from overheating and emitting radioactive materials. Several weeks after the extension was granted, the company admitted that it had failed to inspect 33 pieces of equipment related to the cooling systems, including water pumps and diesel generators at the Power Station 6 reactors. According to findings published on the agency's website shortly before the earthquake, regulators said that maintenance management was inadequate and that the quality of inspection was insufficient. Less than 2 weeks later, the earthquake and tsunami set off the crisis at the power station. The decision to extend the reactor's life and the inspection failures at all 6 reactors highlight what critics describe as unhealthy ties between power plant operators and the Japanese regulators that oversee them. Expert panels like the one that recommended the extension are drawn mostly from academia to backstop bureaucratic decision-making and rarely challenge the agencies that hire them, because public opposition to nuclear power makes it hard to build new power plants. Nuclear operators are lobbying to extend their reactors use beyond the 40YEAR statutory limit, despite Univin safety records and a history of cover-ups. The government, eager to expand the use of nuclear energy and reduce the reliance on imported fossil fuels, has been largely sympathetic. Such extensions are also part of a global trend in which aging plants have been granted longer lives. Over the next decade in Japan, 13 more reactors and the other 5 at the Fukushima Daiichi plant will also turn 40, raising the prospect of gargantuan replacement costs. That is one reason critics contend that the Nuclear and Industrial Safety Agency's committee in charge of inspecting aging nuclear power plants may play down its own findings. In approving the extension in early February, regulators told Tokyo Electric to monitor potential damage from radiation to the reactor's pressure vessel, which holds fuel rods. Corrosion of the spray heads used to douse the suppression chamber. Coronum keep outset the reactor. And conduction problems in a gauge that measures the flow of water into the reactor. According to a report published in early February, the committee, which convened 6 times to review findings gathered during inspections of the No. 1 unit at the power station, found that Tokyo Electric had met all required protections from earthquakes. Inspectors, however, had spent just 3 days inspecting the No. 1 unit, a period that industry experts say was far too brief, because assessing the earthquake risk to a nuclear plant is one of the most complex engineering problems in the world. Despite these doubts, the committee recommended that Tokyo Electric be given permission to run a No. 1 unit, which was built by General Electric and began operating in 1971, for an additional decade. During the approval process, the company claimed that the reactor was capable of running for 60 years. The reactors at the Fukushima Daiichi plant were outdated, particularly their small suppression chambers, which increased the risk that pressure would build up within the reactor, a fault eliminated in newer reactors. Since the tsunami, officials at Fukushima Daiichi have tried to relieve rising pressure inside the reactors, several times resorting to releasing radioactive steam into the atmosphere, a measure that in turn has contributed to the contamination of food and water in the area. In 2000, a whistleblower at a separate company that was contracted to inspect the reactors told regulators about cracks in the stainless steel shrouds that cover reactor cores at Fukushima's Daiichi plant. But regulators simply told the company to look into the issue, allowing the reactors to keep operating. Nuclear regulators effectively sat on the information about the cracks in the shrouds. The prefecture itself and the communities hosting the nuclear plants did not learn about the cracks until regulators publicized them in 2002. More than 2 years after the whistleblower reported the cracks, in 2003, regulators forced Tokyo Electric to suspend operations at its 10 reactors at 2 plants in Fukushima and 7 reactors in Niigata Prefecture after whistleblowers gave information to Fukushima Prefecture showing that the company had falsified inspection records and hid flaws over 16 years to save on repair costs. In the most serious incident, Tokyo Electric hid the large cracks in the shrouds. An organization that is inherently untrustworthy is charged with ensuring the safety of Japan's nuclear plants. So the problem is not limited to Tokyo Electric, which has a long history of cover-ups, but it's the whole system that is flawed. That's right, Larry. Industrial Safety Agency, which is supposed to act as a watchdog, is under the Ministry of Economy, Trade and Industry, which has a general policy of encouraging the development of Japan's nuclear industry. The ministry and the agency, in turn, share cozy ties with Tokyo Electric and other operators, some of which offer lucrative jobs to former ministry officials in a practice known as the Makadari, or descent from heaven. They're all birds of a feather. The extension of the life of reactor number 1 was approved on the understanding that any problems found would be fixed by Tokyo Electric. But critics say the approval process for extending the lifespan of reactors is fraught with problems. Limited amounts of information are disclosed before approval is granted. The government reviews only reports submitted by utilities and does not conduct its own tests to determine whether those reports are true. They are stretching the limit.